Simon Tuf Mem Beis Sif Yud Aleph. The Mishabura is on Sif Yud Aleph. We finished the Sif, we didn't do the Mishabura yet. Sif Katan Mem Bob. So the case of the Arevus, which you use to make dough in, so we shouldn't rely on cleaning them in regards to Bayi Rabbi Motze, but you should give it to the Goy. The issue over here isn't the question of can you clean them out to the point that you're able to use them for Pesach. That's not what we're discussing. Because the language of the Shulchan Aruch is, well, you shouldn't do that because you can't guarantee there's not a kazayas there. Well, if you're talking about using it and actually eating it, the problem is more basic than a problem of a kazayas in there. I mean, any mashu you can't eat. You have to clean out everything. If you're talking about cleaning it out to use it on Pesach for food, the problem over there is even a mashu would be you'd have to clean out. You want to put it away and keep it in your possession. So we're saying, well, even then it's not good because since there's probably kazayas left in there, so you can't keep it in your possession. So you have to give it to the guys of Matan. Okay, EF Shalanakran, it's impossible to clean it, Mem Zayin. Lav Dafka, doesn't mean it's impossible. Usually it's hard to clean it out well, not always. Therefore, we suggest, since and most times it's hard to clean it well, we say, you know what, let's not get involved in it and rely on you're going to do a good job, because maybe you won't do a good job, you think you did a good job, you know, let's stay away from the whole thing and just give it away. They say a kula. This is a mug on a problem. It's large arevus which made from different boards. There's cracks between the boards. And chametz very commonly gets stuck in there. The smaller kneading troughs and ravis, which are made out of one piece of wood, just carved out of one piece of wood, so there's no cracks in there. Vein mem shum sedek, there's no cracks. Shita the yuchal anakrin, kreil atzin, you can clean them out well, and put them away, and that's you don't have to give it to the goy. But avolo li hishtamash ben bepesach, but I'm not going to tell you that you can rely on cleaning them well to the point you can use them for Pesach. Now, the person cleaned them out well and then did a hagola on them and poured boiling hot water onto this wooden bowl, which is made out of one piece. So he cleaned it out well and then he did hagola. So b'di'evid, the dough, then he made a dough, a pesach took a dough inside there. It's mutter. That dough will be mutter. Now, why are we discussing about Hagola? Hagola, and we'll see later on, we get this in Tuf Nun Aleph, which is the halachas of Hagola's Kalim, is only required for something which is normally used with hot. And you don't use hot heat when you make a dough. So something which is normally used with cold, you just have to wash it well and rinse it off, and that's it. You don't have to worry about being magal with doing Hagola, cleaning it out with hot water, kashering it. We call it kashering, right? So later on, that since the dough sits in there and the dough has a sharpness to it, because the whole idea of the dough is you get a certain amount of sharpness to it from the fermentation process. So that empowers absorption into the kli. So there is normally there's only absorption in the kli with heat, and therefore if it's used with cold, there's no absorption. The only issue is on the surface. So wash it off. But over here, we're going to say that there's absorption into the item itself, not just on the surface, due to the sharpness which the fermentation process generates. Yeah, makes sense. Okay, so you give it to goy till after Pesach. Now, so the Mishnah, you don't tell the goy, I'm giving it to you now as a matana until after Pesach. You know, you make a limit on the present up front and say it's only valid for the next 9 days. He says, don't say that. You give it to him as a total matana. If you want to get it back from him after Pesach, you're allowed to do that. Now, he might not want to give it back to you. That's a possibility. But it's not also to get it back from him. That's the point. But not that you're allowed to, you're not allowed to make this limitation. As we'll see later on in the Tafim Ches, that it's not an option to give it to him as a matana for a limited period of time. One of the reasons why that's so, there's a discussion amongst the Chachamim that a matanalist man is not a full, it's not a full ownership. It's only a kinyan payer, is not a kinyan aguf. Because the reason why it reverts back to me after a period of time is I kept ownership in the, on the actual item. I just gave to you basically the usage of it for the, that period of time.
What was it, the first term, kinyan?
Peros. Peros means the fruit, but it means over here means the usage. So that would not work because if you still own the goof, you're back to square one, you own this goof which has chametz in it. Right? So you want to give it to the goy, that's totally his. So giving a kinyan lizman, according to many, according to him, is equivalent of a kinyan peris, which is not, that's not, not a good idea. Okay. Then the Rambam said, no, then the Mechaber said, that so you should give it to matana, or you should cover it over with tit. And the same thing when you have the dough, which is in the kelim made out of boards. Okay, vuadin the botzik because of maril. The maril says v'chein haminig b'dapei muliuso ve'etim megalgalim kol kelim shashim shu b'om isa. Etim megalgalim are your rolling pins. Tavim Muyusa was they would make Muyusa was like a crapple, and they would lay it out on a piece of wood, and they would fill it up, then fold it over, and that was called the dapi of the Muyusa. Anything which you use dough in, the minig is either Latuchan betit or lim kilonakri. This is the same thing we're saying over here. The Mechaber says either give it to the goy or betochit betit, smear it over with it. So he says the minig over there is the same thing we're saying over here. Pimash ksavdo mehakrenim anal. But according to what we quoted in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Zayin, that there's a difference between a larger item made out of different pieces of wood as opposed to a smaller item which is one contiguous piece of wood. So then, in Masuyas Mechticha Achas, Daish Kishamanakrin, Hetev, and Thin Mokam Sinu. In a case where it's one piece, so the chances of dough getting stuck in the crevices is very minimal because there's not really any crevices. So we just say, wash it, we clean it out well, and then you put it away. There's no need in that situation to give it to the goy as a matana. This, then you have to give it to the goy as a matana. It's referring to ones which are made out of more than one piece of wood. Okay. Then he said, the kelim which you store kemach in, you store flour in, that you should give it to the goy, or be talked to it, which probably not such an option, so give it to the goy. Okay, nun. Maybe some of the flour got wet, and there's a potential for chimutz, and that got stuck in the cracks. Okay. Nun aleph. The kelim which you put the bread into, how do salam shalom the tzurim? They used to have like baskets. Salam is a basket, and the tzurim are like date leaves. So you made a basket out of palm, not date leaves, palm date leaves, the palm tree leaves. say you better give it to the goy. You can't really wash it out well. There's a lot of little cracks and crevices, places, holes where things get stuck. Not a good idea. So you give it to the goy. You should put them away in a room which you're not going into. This would be no chashash. A person might mistakenly take it and use it. Now it sounds like from the Sharatzion that he's quoting over here, that he quotes from the Prima Gadim, that I do not need to give it to the goy as a matana. I can just put it away. In other words, when the Ramogaram was saying that you just put it away in a place where we don't really normally go to, that is that's sufficient alone. You don't need to give it to the goy as a matana. As opposed to the Reva, you said you have to give the goy as a matana. Because with the Reva, there's a concern of a tzirif of kazayis. So hatmona doesn't help. You know, hiding it away, squirreling it away, doesn't really help you. In this basket, the chances of kazayis remaining in there are very minimal. Because it's more open and things eventually do fall out, etc. But the kashash is you might come to use it. So then we say, you know, put it away in a place where you won't come to use it. Make sense? Yeah. Tzrichim kibus, in the case where you had the tablecloths, which is on a regular chametzik table, so you need to wash it. Hanukibus yafu bechamen ve'efer bechavita. It has to be done. Has to be washed well in hot water with efer. Efer is ash. It means there are certain types of ash which have detergent agents in them. And the chavita was banging it. You bang it. You pop it around. You know, in the basically the washboard type of idea. You rub it against something. You have the ramish wash it very well. By the kavam and siman tafim gimel sevav b'mishav berusham. So we'll talk about this more later on. Okay. Siman tafim gimel din chametz erev pesach lachrashesh. So the halachas of chametz and erev pesach. Starting from the Midaraisa, starting from the end of the sixth hour, which is the beginning of the seventh hour, which means Chatzos, in other words, Chometz is Osir Bechila and it's Osir Bechano. You can't even use it for any benefit. That applies even to the Chometz of a non-Jew. It's not because it's a Jew's Chometz. Even if it's a non-Jew's Chometz, you cannot have any benefit from chametz and Pesach. Vasuru chachomim shtei shalos kadem. Chazal, due to their concern, their person might not get the hours right. They said, you know, when it comes to achila, you should stop 2 hours prior, which means the end of the fourth hour. Stop eating. The hanum etchilas shachamish is the beginning of the fifth hour. However, that which they made it osir, the first hour they made it osir, 2 hours before Chatzos, it's only an Isra Achila, not an Isra Hanoah. Since it's Mutzah Bahanoah, you can sell it to a goy. Even if you're selling him a large amount, he definitely will not be able to consume the amount that I sold him prior to the Yom Tov of Pesach. And there's a mandam in the Gemara which says that it has to be consumed before Pesach. You'll sell it to the goy, but it has to be done in such a way that the goy will eat it before Pesach. So you're allowed to sell it to the goy during that period of time where it's mutzah b'hanoah. You're allowed to sell it to the goy, even though he won't be able to eat it up before Pesach. Mishabur points out this really applies even earlier in the day. In the Kiddush, you know, gives it to him 3 hours in the day, you give him this gigantic truckload of chametz, he ain't finishing before Pesach. So why is it mutter? Right now you're selling to the goy, when Pesach comes, don't worry about it. It's not yours anymore when Pesach comes. You can feed it to your animals. He has to watch that what the animals are doing. They shouldn't be hiding any, storing away any chametz. Probably called squirreling away to have for later. So that you can't do, because then you have chametz in your possession. Whenever the animals don't eat, you'd have to burn. can't have your animals eating from your chometz and Pesach. Again, that you're having a no. So add the 4 hours. Even the fifth hour, it's mutzah bechila. It's also bechila mutzah behano. When mitchila shach shishis ulamala, beginning of the sixth hour, a seru gam behano. Chazal made it also midrabanan even in hano, because people confuse the sixth hour and the seventh hour very easily. And if they're going to say it's mutzah in the sixth hour, the other thing is mutzah in the seventh hour. Because many times people confuse the sixth and the seventh hour. So therefore, Chazal said already at that point in time it's also.
Why do people confuse the two of those hours more than any other hours?
More so it's because the sun is pretty much directly overhead.
That's
so it's not such an obvious difference in time. Hago b'shnasa ibur shayoyim orech, in a year which has been an ibur year, so Pesach is much later in the season. So days are later. Taylor Arba shows the fi'inyan ayam. These 4 hours are calculated. According to the length of the day, according to the nature of the day, it means according to the length of the day. The daylight hours. So, mutalech chometz ad shlish ayam. So you divide up the daylight hours into three equal parts. And after one third of it, it's finished, you have to stop eating, which is the equivalent of saying you had 12 hours, 4 hours have passed. But it's not 12 hours, it's actually longer than 12 hours on the clock. Now, they say, no, we don't make this calculation based on the length of the day, but rather it's always 2 hours, 2 clock hours before the middle of the day, before Chatzos. So, if Chatzos is 1 o'clock, this would be at 11 o'clock, even though the day is much, it's way at the end of April, you know, and the day, you're looking at the day, it's 13 hours long. From sunrise to sunset, 15 hours long, from Alois Hashachar to Tetzach Kochavim. So my hours should reflect that. You divide 15 hours by 12 hours, right? So you have an extra 180 minutes. So each hour is 1 hour and 15 minutes long. Right? So I say 2.5 hours before Chatzos, I should stop. So no, this opinion is make. I said no, 2 hours before Chatzos is enough. So do we pass? Mishnah Berurah talk about who we pass on. Like also by Hanoah Midaraisa. This Yisur Hanoah starts by Chatzos. The end of the sixth hour is also the Raisa. That's an Yisur the Raisa. Yolaf a Gemara Midaksiv L'Sechel Alav Chometz. Don't eat with it. Alav meaning not only on it, but means with it. Chometz. Don't eat what's it. Don't eat with it. Klamal Karban Pesach. Don't eat with the Karban Pesach. Kibbe Chazal the Ritzal Lomer L'Sechel Chometz Mishosh Shuriyah Lishkita Zepesach. Because all understood the Pesach means from the time where the bring of the Karban Pesach is valid, which starts Erev Pesach and Chatzos. Then in Chatzos Ve'elich, excuse me, Chatzos Hayom Ve'elich, from Chatzos and onwards, Shu Ben Harboyim, it's already when the sun is drifting towards setting, so it's called Ben Harboyim. The Mor says the Ben Harboyim means as the sun leaves the middle of the sky and goes towards the west, it's being Ma'ariv, it's setting. And that's one Erev. It actually goes below the horizon. That's the pasuk Vayerev Vayevoyker. That's the other Erev. So the period between Chatzos and the sun setting is called Bein Arboy. That's when you bring the Karban Pesach. You bring the Karban Pesach Bein Arboy. So that starts by Chatzos. Then it says Lo Sochel of Chometz. Don't eat with the Karban Pesach Chometz, which means from the time that it's a reward to bring the Karban Pesach, there's an issue of eating Chometz. Then we say, now that's post Achila. How do you know it's Noah? So Chazal learned out that the phrase of Achila actually means Hanoah also. Okay, that's the Gabi Midaraisa. Mirabanan, the person is not over any avera of achila, or well, rephrase that. He has a mitzvah say to destroy it. He doesn't have the avera of and he has an isra of hano. If he doesn't have a chiv kores, is what I wanted to say. Okay. This Rabbi Rabbi Motze starts at nightfall. It says 7 days. It doesn't mean 8 days, it means 7 days. So he's not over by your this Rabbi Yirah is in this during the 7 day period, which means you're not Erev Pesach. So you don't know, the person is over the Issa Deraisa of having chametz in his possession. He's not eating it, not having an offer from it, having it in his possession. No. Not over an Issa Deraisa. There's nothing by Yirah until night. However, we come welcome Abshen over by Yirah. The Torah gave you a positive commandment to destroy chametz from your home, and you're not doing it. So it's now chatzos, and 1 second they say, Mister, why don't you go bring your chametz? So, wrong thing. You're right. A minute later, he says, Mister, why don't you bring your chametz? Oh, it's a good point. You know, each moment he could burn it. He didn't burn it. He's refusing to fulfill the positive commandment of destruction. So at every moment, he'd be over the veira of Sorlai Tashvisa Sorma Batechim, destroying, or Bitsa Say, the Tashvisa Sorma Batechim, destroy Sor from your home. The Koi al Erpesach, Vesheshos, and Malikat, and Mover Beshas. That Pasuk is referring to, it's an extra Pasuk, told me even from Erpesach, from Erpesach, at the time of the Green from Pesach, and onwards, from Chatzos and onwards, Vesheshos, and Malikat, end of 6 hours and onwards,
So you have the
asay of Tashbisu from that point in time onwards. Kilo Kamsa Shonakri, there's an Isser of Achila and an Isser of Hanoa. Tamir Beraisa Luxiv, Chametz, doesn't say your Chametz. Now Chametz, Stoma, Ben Yisol, Ben Dakam. As long as it's Chametz, I don't care who owns it, it's problematic in regards to Achila or Hanoa. The early Rishonim who quotes this halacha, the later Rishonim, the Rishonim who quotes this halacha, they're talking about on Pesach itself. But the truth is, it already starts from 6 hours and onwards. Now Chazal came along in Gimel, said Sheshos cut him 2 hours before. Chatzos already. They said no. Atamishum yemim ma'una. There's days which are cloudy. That I'm also litus oshte shows kibim shemesh zarachas. If there's no sun out, it's cloudy. Person, the natural flow of a person will make a mistake. A 2 hour mistake is not unheard of. Even if it's sun, the sun is not out. You can't tell where it is in the sky. There's no sun dial is not helping you that day. It's cloudy. So you can't figure out what time it is. Certain has a person has a certain amount of a sixth sense. To feel like how late it is or not. You can tell. It's been a little bit of a while. So a little short time, you can't really tell. It's been 5 minutes or 10 minutes. He's not going to be able to tell you necessarily, but he can tell you it's been a 2 hour mistake. Radio person would make, and not more than that. Okay, now I feel like chametz nuksha, shul chametz drabanan, kam gan osa be'elu shtei shos. So what's osa during this? We could argue, well, if mitarayis it's mutter. Ready from 2 hours before, it's only osa by chatzayis. The chametz came along and made an iser. So logically, they should make the iser on something which, on Pesach itself, is iser derayis. But something which is, and Pesach was not Bali Rabbi Matzeh, So why should we extend the Isra to Erev Pesach before Chatzos? Chometz the Rabbana, Gam Ken Osir, Be'elish Shoshos, that's also Osir during those 2 hours beforehand, V'Kolshken, and then obviously after Chatzos. Kolshken Chometz, like the Terubas, or we had a case where Chometz got mixed in something else, we saw before beating a Tufman base, that's dealt with as Chometz. She was not a Behudish, Simon Chavalov, Mekel, Achilos, Nuksha, B'Shoch Chamishis. He creates a heter that it's in a zman which Chazal asked Achila only if someone is normally royal Achila. So someone says Nuksha, which the whole list of eating Nuksha is Al Akshere, which is Drabonon. So the Chazal should put a din Drabonon and a din Drabonon of Akshere on a zman which is an Issa Drabonon, not Mistabri. You follow what I'm saying?
You're saying because it's something that ordinarily it's hard, he's not going to eat that.
Whatever. Right, so it's normally, so Nuksha is...
Is it dirty?
Nuksha was not edible, right? Not edible. Right?
So they brought it back.
So what's the problem? It's because when he eats him, he gives it a chashibas. Yeah, but that thing of actually gets a chashibas is all drabonim. So now we're talking about a zaman, which is an issa drabonim, because to make a din achshavay, a din drabonim, a zaman, which is an issa drabonim. So you could have don't need to be hooded. That's not true. That we're not going to do that. So in the 6th hour already, which is not much close to Chatzos, we're dealing with the Raisa. Says, you know what? Stay away. In the 6th and 7th hour, a person much more easily makes a mistake. But the 5th hour, with the only issue is Achil, not Allah, he's without himself limited the issue. So in that situation, he suggests that you the Behuda says it's mutter. Okay. Dalit. You want to sell the goy a large amount at that point in time? It's mutter, even though he's not going to consume it before Pesach. Now, a field of Shanik Rashem Ba'olav Olav, it's known around town by this guy's name. Guy in Shemacher, Oitzer Shalyayin Sarif, his storehouse of whiskey. So here's, you know, everybody knows that's Yankel's tavern, and Yankel's tavern, there's this big storehouse in the back of Chometz, right? And here, he sold to the Goy. So people might, we could possibly think, we do not make a gzeira. Shiach Shadu, but people would be choshed him. Shemorchel Yisrael Pesach, Kashir Akam Maksik Behem Pesach. When they see the goy go in there and Pesach to get a drink, Yankel just sold it to the goy on Pesach. Not worried about that. Give Shemorchel Al Kapanim B'Shosh Hamateras Limka. You sold it to the time which is permitted to sell. That what afterwards we're not going to make a gzeirat asher in that case. You sold it in the proper time, and that's good enough. You can feed it to your animals, but you have to stand there to make sure that they consume it all, but they don't leave a mess. This halacha would apply that you're mechuyav to stand over them and make sure they're not leaving over, they're not hiding any chometz away, squirreling it away. It already starts before the fifth hour, beginning of the 5th hour. So when does it start? He says, I'll tell you when it starts. So we said this, I did before. Once there's a chiyah bedika, so chiyah bedika is also makai of you to whatever chometz you have left over to maintain it in a safe way that shouldn't cause you problems. That's part of your chiyah bedika. Be boidik for that which is hidden, get it out and burn it. And that which you're keeping for to eat for the day, for the marrow, put it away in such a way that it won't potentially be schlepped away and create an akbar will take it and you'll see it and you have to read Bibadik again. Part of your kibadika is to make sure that it's not going to cause you problems. So I'm giving my animal to eat at 7 o'clock in the morning, giving him chometz, and I can't walk away because maybe he'll hide some of it away. That's after the mabadika, it's your dalad in the morning. It's an akadami. Well, Shulchan Aruch only said you have to worry about this all the way at the end, right before, you know, in the 5th hour. So that's not true. That applies the whole day, or obviously also till the 5th end of the 5th hour. So during the fifth hour, it's usher to eat, but it's mutter to have benefit from it. That's why you're allowed to sell it to a goy. Or you burn your chametz then, because you have a mitzvah to burn your chametz. After it becomes usher b'hanot, totally, well, there's a discussion whether it's considered yours. Do you really own something which you can do nothing with? You know, interesting halachic issue. Is it? Can you say, listen, it's mine, but it's usher b'hanot, so I can't do anything with it? Or is that called a chasaron and bialus? A bialus which you can do nothing with. Says, you know, I own it, yes. What can you do with it? Nothing. I'm not allowed to do anything with it. So it's not really ownership. The ownership means some level of possession and usage. So could be once it reaches. Once it reaches the sixth hour, which also b'hanoah, so it's impossible to sell. You don't own it. You can't sell something you don't own. Now the Torah did. The Mor says did call it yours. The Torah says there's two things which are not rishus shaladim. The Torah put them back into your rishus. One of them is a bor rishus rabim. So I did go hold rishus rabim. So I'm called the baal of bor. He's like, which part of the bor is mine? The ground doesn't belong to me. Belongs to the Shusarab. The hole, I own the hole. And a hole is not something you can't own a hole. It's air. The Torah calls it mine. So the Torah, even though it's not Rishus Shalom, the Torah put it in his Rishus. Bala Bor Yeshalim, the owner of the boar has to pay. So that's one. The other one is Chomos to Pesach. So since Chomos to Pesach, the Torah says, you can't have ownership of Chomos and Pesach. I don't have. Came out about an hour before Bezos, so that's not mine anymore. So how can you ever buy your own? Any by your own, by definition, is impossible. It says, you shouldn't have any own comments of Pesach, which is yours. Well, I never can. Because as much as comments of Pesach is also about no, it's not mine. So Morris says, no, the Torah put it back into your, even though really Israel should make it, that's not yours. The Torah put it back into your Rishus, not that you can use it. Not you have a right to do anything with it, but then you're everybody, you're all by your own. So Torah put it back on your Rishus, in regards to the fact that you're going to get the transgression. How exciting, right? So it's also about Noah. And Valkane, also lo Oslo Merchelonor, Akum. If it's also about Noah already, you can't sell to a goy. Well, you can't give it to him as a present. Well, you can't feed it to your animals. So they made it also b'hanoah already beforehand. So you're stuck. You can't sell it anymore. So even though it's not the rice of hanoah yet, but it's an issue of bonon of hanoah. So you can't get any benefit. Feeding your animals is a benefit. Okay. Now, separate point totally. There's a mace, it's Erev Pesach in the morning, and they need to bury a mace. So now we have a conflict over here. The people have to eat some chametz, or they have to bury the mace. So, im yeshos l'kavroi b'yishor mezman l'achilas chametz, if there's enough time to bury him and eat something afterwards, so yikbaru a mace kadam achilas, you bury the mace, and then you go eat. Because obviously in that situation, the person shouldn't leave the mace and go eat. It's not proper for the people who are in charge over here, the Hebrew Kaddisha, the Bnei Chabura, that they should be eating before they bury the mace. First, take care of the mace, and then you can go eat. Now, it's already, there's pressure of time already, it's getting later. By the time they come back from burying the mace, they will not have time to eat. By the time they finish burying the mace, they will not have time to eat. We want to be able to eat something. You know, it's not like they can't eat. You can't eat matzah in Erev Pesach. You can't eat chametz after a certain point in time. So what's the guy going to eat? He has to eat something. So we're going to be matzah and say, listen, let the mace wait. And we're afraid the person might eat the chametz after this Mana Yisr, because he's hungry. So, or he'll forget, whatever it is. So we say, you know what, let's eat first, and then go bury the mace. And you'll do beer chametz. Eat, do beer chametz at the proper time, and then then go bury the mace. Right? Right?
Pushing it off.
Because
normally you can't eat.
Normally we don't push it. You know, we have a mace waiting. You don't push it off.
When we're talking about, you're one of the immediate relatives that
have... We're talking the people in charge of burying.
Like the
Chevra Kedishin. Yeah. Now the Mishnah Berurah, if you hear the Mishnah Berurah, the Shara Tzion, Sukkot and Tez, says, don't push it off, because refrain shall yovel de achakach de mikshol lechol chometz bizmano yisra. We're afraid that if we don't let him eat now, he's going to come home later on and say, oh yeah, there's enough time left, and he's going to eat until the after this month.
Regards to the whole process, or just the
Kavura
process, like that.
We're afraid they're not going to want to rely on, you know what, I'll have some fruit later on, I'll eat some matzah shira later on. It's insulting to the mace by not burying him right now. Says no, the chelam achakach lisasek bekuburosoy b'mesinas keroy. You know, if they do it now, they're going to do it very quickly, chap lap, because they want to get home and eat something. Whereas if they eat something first, they're going to do it afterwards. There's no rush, so they'll do it with much more covet. So it comes out that ends up being the greater covet. Mashaykinim kainim achila yibahulim u'dechufin. Bring the mace there, so you did that part of the Lavoya part you did right away, and then eat something, and then bury. I didn't quote the Maril. Glasses came in main, we don't do like that. So this is what we do. We eat, in this situation, we eat before we take the mace out. Then he gives you a calculation of the time. I just want to point out the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha deals with, there's an Isra of Chometz, there's an Isra Hanoah of Chometz, even of a Goy. There's an Isra to smell the Goy's Chometz on Pesach. So now, if this, you know, because you're getting Hanoah from it.
Like this.
So it's obviously that would mean it would be an issue to pick up the chametz, you know, smell like this chametz. You know, that's obviously awesome. That would be that, right? He gets involved and maybe bread is not Omer L'Reach, so much is not Omer L'Reach, there's no issue of smelling it. He challenges that. Some people hold that bread is called Omer L'Reach. There's actually a shita that the Ramah quotes. The same way we make a bracha when you smell an apple, and listen to Rechtav Paris, you smell an esrog, and listen to Rechtav Paris, you make a bracha when you smell bread, and listen to Rechtav Pas. Therefore, the Ramah says, because it's a machlokes, whether you make the bracha or not, therefore it's not proper, it's better to stay away from smelling bread. Now, what does it mean smelling bread? If you walk in your house and the your wife just made fresh challah, it's a very nice smell, right? You know, you ought to smell it. But you can't pick up a roll, the Ramah says, to smell it. You know, geschmack, that's a savik bracha. So the Ramah says, don't do that because of the savik bracha. Or Mishnah Berurah says, don't do it because of the savik bracha. For the purpose of smelling, just because the purpose of going to the baseball game. So he says Reicha Milsehi. So the problem is, so we hold that you can't have kavanah to enjoy the smell. If the smell comes in Mela and you had no other option, so then the fact that then you're not going to worry about the smell. But if you had another option not to go that, if I had two routes how to go, remember we used to have the Shaila, my Shira Shul, we used to go daven, you know, we used to daven on the east-west highway over there. near Georgia, there was a donut factory. You come over the Burlington Bridge over there, Burlington Road Bridge over there, what it's called. And on your left, immediately there was this donut factory, smelling like chametz. Yeah, but you know, but there was like no other normal routes, like this to the shul. You know, this is the normal route to the shul. You know, the right way, like it's like over all the way behind it and come back. But if you have another valid option, you're not to go down that road. But once you went, but if you have, this is the normal place to go, so you're allowed to go there. But you can't have kavana to enjoy the smell. You can't say take a whiff and say geshmak. You know, you can't do that. To block your nostrils. So that's basically what he comes out over here. He holds that there would be a problem over here. Reish Tezayin, maybe Taka. And he says, also, I'm always concerned about the possibility that, you know, once a person starts smelling it, you know, especially if he might come to eat it, that's another concern you have.